USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden met Tuesday with several executives of major U.S. companies, hoping to garner corporate support for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Following the meeting, Biden said that because of the economic damage and unemployment from the pandemic, the government needs to make a big move to help in a recovery.
I think we're in a position to think big and move big and move in a direction that can be not only get the economy back on its feet, but we have to get people well before we get people on their feet. And we focus a lot of the attention on making sure that we deal with the coronavirus, get it under control. As you know, you've been through all the detail with me on what we're doing on the coronavirus and the funding mechanisms that exist within this package.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday. The 1 million doses being sent to those centers are part of the 11 million doses being sent out over the last week, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The first day of President Trump's second impeachment trial wrapped up with a vote on the constitutionality of the proceedings. The Senate voted to continue the trial, with 6 Republicans joining all Democrats in calling the trial constitutional. Congressman Michael Waltz called the proceedings purely political. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that if a crime was committed, the appropriate place to litigate the case would be a criminal court.
I've seen shoplifters get more due process than this, and this is the President of the United States. That's why I voted against impeachment, number one. Number two, this is a purely political process. We know that. Number three, if there truly was a crime here, and inciting violence is a crime in our penal code, former President Trump is a private citizen, then they should take their case to court. But they know it won't fly because every politician and the Trump's defense team today played a whole slew of them, uses language like fight in Congress, go fight for me, fight for your values. And we all know it's rhetorical. And at the end of the day, what the president literally said was march on Congress peacefully and patriotically. So you're absolutely right. This is about politics. It's the worst of it. And what it's really doing is covering up for the progressive agenda that the Democrats are moving right now as we speak.
The trial will continue Wednesday, with both sides being given 16 hours to argue their case. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.